Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Beverly Ross. Beverly, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
So you're 84 years young, is that right?
I am 85 years young. 86 this year.
One more year. And so what's your birthday?
September 24th,
1935. 1935. So what, were you born in Indiana or where were you born?
No, I was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. What brought you down to Indiana?
I came here for a job. I'm a nurse. I finished my education in Detroit and then did graduate work in New York City and was recruited here by the dean at Ivy School of Nursing.
Okay. And when you moved here, how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc Church?
Well, that's an interesting story, I guess. I have been at St. Thomas Aquinas for a long time. Maybe 20 years ago or so. They're probably one of the most progressive parishes, I guess, in the city. And I'm a more traditional Catholic. And I sort of started looking around for a place that I thought that I fit a little better. And when I went into St. Joan of Arc, it just worked. So, there were a number of people there that I knew. And matter of fact, a woman that I had worked with some time before that came down the aisle and said, "Hi, are you coming over here?" So it worked out well.
So what are some of the things you got involved with over the years with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, that was one of the nice things about St. Joan of Arc. They were very welcoming. I was on the Faith Formation Committee under Melinda. Anjanette, and I can't remember her last name, she was the choir director at the time, and I had been in the choir at St. Thomas. And so she found out I had done that, and she invited me into the choir. So I've been in the choir, and then I've gone to the classes there. When Father Guy started teaching his classes, I really enjoyed that. And we had done Bible study. A number of the parishioners had led Bible study classes, and I really joined that. And we have an older group that meets every Tuesday morning, and that I was by invitation, too. So a member of the parish invited me to start attending that, so we go to Mass and have a group meeting afterwards. So there are a number of things, and people are very welcoming. I had been fairly frequent attendee of the French Market, so I knew Joan of Arc through that, too. So that was kind of nice.
And what's one of your favorite things to eat at the French Market?
To eat? I don't know that I can give you a special thing.
Did you get the crepes? I heard a lot of people talk about the crepes.
Yeah, the crepes are good. I think the food is generally good. Even if you, the desserts are marvelous, too. Really marvelous. I love all of the desserts. But all of the food is good, and I think you just kind of go around and try things. And then I love the music. I took my grandchildren there once, and they had a good time. and they were little.
So who are some of the people, or at least one or two people you like to give a little appreciation to for always helping the church?
Oh, well, probably the first person that really kind of welcomed me in and kind of introduced me to things was Don Orff. He introduced me to some interesting church literature and things of that kind. Jeff Cavins. That he was interested in. So he was really a nice, welcoming person. Patty Yaden, right from the beginning, because I was involved in Respect Life. And so almost immediately I got onto Respect Life Committee with Patty. And Jeanette, of course, because she evolved me into the choir. So there were a number of people that were, you know, welcoming and encouraging me to get involved. So it was very nice.
So what's one of your favorite moments that you'll always kind of cherish, just yourself personally, that happened at the church?
Okay, I would say probably the very, very special thing I did was a choir tour to Italy. That was handled by the second choir director we had. After Anjanette left, Kathy came in, and I think Tony was also a part of that. And he arranged a tour of Italy. We went to Italy for about 8 days, and we sang at various parishes in Italy, and we saw Italy, toured Italy, and one of the most amazing things we did was an audience with Pope John Paul II.
Wow.
So that was a fantastic thing for us to do. It was we went as a part of the Central Indiana Festival Choir, and Tony had gotten all of that together. I think he was originally from Lafayette, I'm not sure, before he had come to St. Joan of Arc for a period of time, and he and Kathy put that together. So we sang at some beautiful churches and St. Peter's, and it was wonderful singing at St. Peter's. So that would be my most special thing.
That's pretty phenomenal. I really appreciate you sharing that. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the church before we close it out?
Only that I think that St. Joan of Arc is a wonderful church and a wonderful group of people. And I think Father Guy has been great. I think he's been with us now for about 12 years. I've liked all of our priests, but I would like Father Guy to know that he is kind of special, and we're pleased to have him.
Well, that was wonderful. Beverly, I really appreciate your time, and that's beautiful. You got to sing to the Pope. Not a lot of people could say that on the planet. That's pretty impressive.
Okay.
All right, well, stay on the line, but I'm going to close this out.